Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxfordshire. The music that you just heard was Call This Time Love by Laura Moody, who is going to be performing at Blackwell's on Friday, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later, and also play the rest of the track at the end. But just before we begin, got a little mention from Emma, which she really wanted to get in this week.
So this is quite exciting. The producers of Come Dine With Me are currently recruiting for new contestants in Oxfordshire. Filming will take place between the 1st and 5th of June, and they're particularly interested in anyone from Aylesbury. So if you want the chance to win £1,000 and consider yourself a creative cook, you can email cdwm@shiver.tv with your name, age, address and contact details.
Why Aylesbury? Is it all those figs that we mentioned? Are they going to be on the menu?
Nothing about that in the press release, but Ollie, you've done Come Dine With Me before, haven't you?
I did a Come Dine With Me at work with some friends a few years ago.
Were there any really bad ones?
Yeah, there were some of them better than others. I ended up winning, so
nice.
Made a pretty good lasagna and salad.
Any money in that?
I think just a few drinks.
Nice.
Did you film the scoring and sort of like book a taxi just to go around the block?
We didn't. We would email them to a third party who wasn't involved in the Come Dine With Me.
Cool. Right, so before we get to our list of events then, just a quick Oxford fact. In fact, this week, it's not a fact at all, it's just a complete myth. So, don't know why I've chosen it. But it's about the Rollwright Stones, which is the ancient stone circle on the Oxfordshire-Warwickshire border, who, as some people might know, are the King's Men, and then there's also the King's Stone and the Whispering Knights. So it's a group of knights that were turned into stones. The name is believed to come from, now I'm not going to be able to say this, Holra Landrit, the land of Holra. So that's where the name comes from, apparently. But the myth part of this fact comes in because when it turns midnight, the stones obviously turn back into knights, and then they go down the hill to have a drink. But if you see the knights having a drink, then you'll die. And also, if you take any part of the stones away, you'll also die. So
this was your public service announcement from Daily Info.
Can be dangerous around midnight if you're at the Rollwright Stones. So watch out. That's my fact for the week. I don't know why I've chosen that, but there you go. Send us one on Twitter or on Facebook or even by email if you want, and we can read it out next week. But let's start with what events we've got. So what have you got for us, Emma?
This week I've got books, cooks and Oxford Brooks.
I'll be talking about sequins and football.
And I've got a parade, a pop-up and a plume. But let's start with something at Templars Square. What's that, Emma?
Starting today and running until the 26th of April, Ready Steady Colour will be available at the Templar Shopping Centre. It's part of the Playhouse Plays Out scheme, and it's a sort of immersive experience for families or just interested people, I suppose. Essentially, it's a hand-drawn restaurant. So you turn up, you can order a plate of food, and the outline will arrive for you to colour in. The restaurant is staffed by some sort of colourful characters. I think there'll be music, comedy, storytelling. And the show was designed by Anna Bruder, who is an artist, but also quite an established prop designer. She did the props for the most recent production of Shrek, I say as if it's a sort of genuine touring show that happens very frequently. She's also been involved with the Adelphi, Young Vic and frequently the BT studio. If you do have a chance to drop in, I think it's going to be pretty spectacular. Up on Twitter there are a couple of photos, and it's not just the food that's drawn, it's absolutely everything. So the chairs, the tables, the floor, all of the walls. So that's Ready Steady Colour at the Templar Square Shopping Centre, running until Sunday the 26th. Tickets are £5 for adults and £4 for children.
Great, and now on to an event for Thursday, the Chipping Norton Literary Festival is on until Sunday. So we've each sort of chosen an event to briefly talk about, and we also have an interview with Claire McIntosh, who is one of the founders and organisers for the festival. But a brief summary of our favourite events then, what have we got?
I picked one that is on the first day of the festival, so tomorrow at 6:30 at Chipping Norton School. This is going to be a talk by Matt Dickinson, who is chief sports correspondent for The Times. He's been there since 1997, and he's probably most famous for conducting the interview with England manager Glenn Hoddle that led to the termination of his contract in February 1999. But he's written a new book about Bobby Moore. It's called Bobby Moore, The Man in Full, and he's going to be at the festival talking about that. The book has been a Sunday Times bestseller and was shortlisted for the William Hill Sports Book of the Year Award. So it's about the Bobby Moore, of course, the England World Cup winning captain, and he was captain of West Ham for 10 years, and it's just pretty much an England hero. But he was also sort of not quite the golden boy off the pitch, and he was sort of, there were rumours that he was involved in sort of East End underworld and sort of drink and divorce and drugs and possibly. So I think this book delves a bit further into that part of his life. And famously, he never got a knighthood as well. So I think it'd be a really interesting talk. It only costs a fiver. It's on at Chipping Norton School tomorrow at 6:30.
Meanwhile, on Friday at 8 o'clock, Jesse Armstrong, the co-writer and co-creator of Peep Show, will be discussing his debut novel, Love, Sex and Other Foreign Policy Goals. The discussion's going to be chaired by Sam Bain, his writing partner, so promises to be quite interesting. And it'll be at the Theatre Chipping Norton with tickets at £12.
And I've chosen an event for Sunday, which is on from 3 to 3:30, so it's a very short one, because it's actually a very short intro to Shakespeare. And I've chosen this because, of course, it's Shakespeare Day on Thursday, which we'll come on to in a minute. This is a talk from Stanley Wells, who's a Shakespeare scholar and went to the same uni as me, so that's cool, I reckon. It's on at the Chequers and it's completely free, and like I said, it's just a short talk, so you can just pop in before or after you go to something else, perhaps. We've got a review of Stanley Wells' event that he did at the Oxford Literary Festival on Shakespeare on our site as well, so you can check that out if you want to see what other things he's been up to recently. But now we've got a short clip from our interview with Claire McIntosh to play you. Well, thanks for talking to us, first of all. It's really great to have you on the podcast.
It's nice to be here.
Because you're one of the organisers, but also the founder of the festival.
So about 4 years ago, I had the idea to do something bookish in the town. Mm-hmm. And that idea led to a full-blown literary festival. And here we are 4 years later.
So has it grown each year?
Well, we started very large, so we mm-hmm. felt right from the start that Chipping Norton was a great place to hold a literary festival. We've got a fantastic bookshop, Jaffa O'Neill, a great theatre, lots of amazing venues. And so we sort of came into the literary scene with quite a bang. We mm-hmm. haven't really got much bigger. I think we've got better. We've tightened things up, and I think we're starting to perhaps know what we're doing a bit more than we did when we started. But we've always had a lot of events and a lot of authors, and certainly this year we've got around 70 authors coming to Chipping Norton across 7 venues.
Can you just briefly say what kind of events you have going on? Are they all just talks from authors, or there's a variety of different types of events?
We've got 50 events with a literary theme. So mm-hmm. a lot of those are talks from authors. So we've got, for example, Mothers in Fiction, which is 3 authors talking about how motherhood impacts on writing and how mothers are portrayed in fiction. We've got Polly Toynbee and David Walker talking about the rise of Cameron and how Cameron's coup has affected the nation. We've got authors being interviewed, so Lee Child being interviewed by Mark Billingham. We've got Richard and Judy coming, being interviewed by Judy Cohen, who was one of their book club reads. And then we've got lots of children's events. We've got workshops on how to write tension, how to write characters, how to research your novel. Comedy, such as Helen Lederer with her new novel, Losing It, and Jesse Armstrong, who writes things like Veep and Peep Show and The Thick of It. So it's a real variety of performances, talks, discussions and workshops. We have sold out of a few events, but there are lots and lots of tickets still available. So the full programme is on the website at chiplitfest.com, and tickets are available either online or on 01608 642350. We've also got masses of children's events with a really big room, big capacity. So there's still potential to rock up there and have a great time.
You can listen to the rest of that interview with Claire on our Oxcast Extra channel for a bit more information.
But now, coming on to other things on Thursday, and it's so many days on Thursday. So we've got St George's Day, Shakespeare Day, and World Book, well, evening, I guess, not World Book Day, because we've already had that. But anyway, St George's Day on Thursday, there are a couple of things going on. The Oxfordshire Folk Dance Association are having a St George's Day dance and some workshops in Steventon Village Hall from 7 p.m. on Saturday. And there's also going to be a St George's Day parade in Hayford Park on Sunday, I believe. I'm sure there are lots of other things going on maybe in your neighbourhood, or just go down to the pub if you fancy it. That's what a lot of people like to do. And if the weather's nice, there are many places with beer gardens open now around the city.
The 23rd is also Shakespeare Day, though. It's the day that he died. Apparently he was born on the 26th of April and died on the 23rd. So it's kind of Shakespeare week, if anything. But it's quite an important one for the Royal Shakespeare Company. This is the first year that they've got a production running on their main stage over Shakespeare's birthday that isn't a Shakespeare play. So at the moment they're staging Death of a Salesman. I was there a couple of weeks ago and it's a brilliant production. There's a review that I've written that's up on Daily Info if you want to read it. It's running in Stratford until the 2nd of May, and it's then going to transfer to London at the Noel Coward Theatre from the 9th of May to the 18th of July.
And also this Thursday, it's supposedly World Book Night as opposed to World Book Day. And at the Story Museum, between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m, they'll be hosting a big book swap where you can donate books or take them away if you have some space to spare. Donations of books are welcome in advance, but you can just turn up on the day. And any books that are left over after the evening ends will be donated to the Wild Books gift-giving scheme, where I suppose the books are released into the community at large. So that's between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Thursday. And interestingly, so in the UK we celebrate World Book Day on the 5th of March, or rather the first Thursday in March, but around the world it's the 23rd of April, because so many authors have died on that day. So you have Shakespeare, Nabokov, Cervantes, and there's genuinely a list of about 20 authors who've died on the 23rd. So if you're interested, Google it.
If you want to find out any more about these events, then you can check the What's On section of our website.
May Day is also fast approaching, and we have put together our annual May Day information page, which you can find at dailyinfo.co.uk/May Day, where you'll find information of all the events happening in the night, also the road closures, and all the places that you can get some breakfast pretty early in the morning. A few places that are going to be open all night as well.
And also seasonally, you can find our guide to Pick Your Own Farms, which are opening within the next couple of days, I'd say.
If you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can do that on iTunes and get it delivered straight to your listening device every Wednesday. And also, if you want to hear our events again, but slightly differently, on a Wednesday evening, you can tune into BBC Radio Oxford at 6:30. Also, follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or find us on Facebook by searching for Daily Info Oxford.
Our Wood Festival competition has just closed, but we're going to have another competition launching soon, so do look out for that on our homepage. There'll be details up very shortly.
But now I've got another event for you. This is Laura Moody and Alabaster de Plume, who are playing at Blackwell's in the Norrington Room on Friday. The advance tickets are already sold out, but they are still selling tickets on the door for £10. It's from 8 till 11 p.m, quite a long evening, but do get there a bit in advance, I think, because tickets do seem to be selling really fast. This gig is in conjunction with Irregular Folk. We've got an interview with Vez from Irregular Folk in our Oxcast Extra, which you can go back and have a listen to. Laura Moody is a cellist and a singer as well. You heard from the song at the beginning. She played Irregular Folk's Ode to the Cello a few years ago in Oxford, I believe. So she's played in Oxford before, and she's back on Friday. And then Alabaster de Plume is from Manchester, and this is his first time in Oxford. But he does a kind of spoken word music mix that is sometimes funny, always very enjoyable.
And what a great name.
Yeah, amazing name. Oh, I hope it's his real name. You can also get refreshments during the evening, which are going to be provided by Loose Cannon, who were also at the beer festival at the library pub that we spoke about last
week.
They're
just down the road from me in Abingdon.
Yeah. So that is for the beer and ale drinkers, and then the Oxford Wine Company are going to be providing things for the wine drinkers, and of course there'll be soft drinks there as well, I'm sure. Irregular Folk are also launching their rack at Blackwell's that night, so they're going to have, I guess, like a CD rack. Do people still use CDs?
I don't know.
Yeah, music rack, anyway, that's going to be music from irregular folk, which will be quite nice because sometimes it's quite hard to find music from the people that they put gigs on for, because it's always from quite little known bands and groups. So this is Laura Moody and Alabaster de Plume at Blackwell's on Friday at 8 p.m.
On to the weekend now, and at the New Theatre on Saturday night, it's going to be Strictly Oxford 2015. You might remember this from last year. I think we spoke about it then. So this is effectively Strictly Come Dancing, but with local celebrities, but or people who are well-known in their professions, maybe, might be more accurate. So it's all raising money for Vale House, which is a care home for Alzheimer's and dementia sufferers. And a few of the people who are going to be involved include the co-director of the Story Museum, a former police superintendent, and Jamie Anderson, who is the son of Thunderbirds creator Jerry Anderson. They're going to be performing a huge dance show, and then there's going to be some four judges there as well, and there'll be a winner on the night. Last year's was a total sellout, and they've raised, I think, £100,000 to date, which is pretty awesome. And they're hoping to raise another £30,000 this year. So all of the contestants have been training for 6 weeks, at the Step-by-Step Dance School in Headington. So hopefully they're up to scratch by now. If you want to go along, tickets are between £12 and £50, depending on where you want to sit, and all the money goes to a good cause. That's Saturday night at the New Theatre.
Now, something you can go along to on Saturday, maybe before you go along to the New Theatre, the Oxford Food Surplus Cafe is going to be setting up a little pop-up cafe, the East Oxford Community Centre. This is the first cafe like this in Oxford, but they don't have a permanent residence yet. So I think for the moment they're going to be doing little pop-ups like this. And this is the first one, so going to get a feel of how Oxford takes to this. So the idea is that the organiser, Pete Lefford, and helpers have been collecting food thrown out by supermarkets, and they're going to be cooking it up on Saturday. And then you can buy the food, eat the food, but you just pay as much as you want, basically, or as much as you have, or as much as you think that the food might be worth. So it's kind of a nice idea, I think, and I think a lot of people feel the same. There are over 400 people already attending on Facebook, which is quite a lot, and these Oxford Community Centre isn't really that big, so should be a really good event. They are also going to be having a post-cafe social next Thursday at the Star at 6:30, so if it's a nice evening, you can go along to that, and also find out how to get involved a bit more as well, if you feel like volunteering, if you're a good cook, maybe. So this is the Oxford Food Surplus Cafe, where you can just pay as you feel for food that's come out of the waste of supermarkets. And it's on Saturday, 12 to 4 p.m. at the East Oxford Community Centre.
Also happening on Saturday is the Book Fair at Oxford Brookes, where you can buy books, maps, prints, and also ephemera. It's being held in the main hall at the Headington Hill campus on Saturday. It runs between noon and 6, and it'll also be operating on Sunday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. There'll be over 100 dealers offering tens of thousands of rare, collectible, and second-hand books. So if you can't make it to the Story Museum on Thursday, there's still a chance to get books this weekend.
Very nice. And now on to next week. A play for you now. This is Shooting with Light at the North Wall on Tuesday. Costs £13 or £11, and it's on at 8 p.m. It's the story of a young German girl in the year 1933 who is fleeing Germany and reinvents herself and becomes a photographer. Also discovers another photographer who, and they kind of fall in love, so there's a love story as well, and they're, I guess, teaching each other how to be photojournalists during the war, and I think they're using real photos, so I think it's going to be really visual and sort of a really nice production. It's been put on by Idle Motion, who always do this kind of visual, like, physical theatre. They were actually all the year above me at school. I think I played viola for one of their performances once, but they probably don't remember me. They're growing really big now, getting loads of like national and international acclaim. So this should be a really good show. It's on at the North Wall on Tuesday. And this is called Shooting with Light. And it's also going to be in Chipping Norton on the 6th of May. So if you don't catch it on Tuesday, you can go along in May.
And at the Oxford Playhouse opening on Tuesday is Measure for Measure. This has been put on by Cheek by Jowl, who most recently brought Tis Pity She's a Whore to the Playhouse, which I think was last May. This is directed by Declan Donnellan, who co-founded the company and has won 4 Oliviers over the years, which is pretty good. And the production's going to be in Russian with actors from Moscow's Pushkin Theatre. There will be surtitles in English as well, of course, so you should be able to follow along. But the story is that the Duke leaves Vienna and puts a new strict judge, Angelo, in charge in his absence. But he doesn't really leave. He disguises himself as a friar to observe how the city is being run while he's away. Then Claudio is sentenced to death on a technicality around his marriage, and his sister, who's a novitiate nun, goes to Angelo to petition him for mercy. Angelo takes a liking to Isabella and says that he'll free her brother if in return for her virginity, and moral and judicial dilemmas ensue from there. It's somewhat of a thriller, really. It's one of Shakespeare's problem plays, so it's normally described as a comedy, but there's also a lot of much darker material in there, so it's kind of shifting tone all the time. And I'm really interested to see the interpretation of this production around the Russian aspect of it. The Novaya Gazeta described it as a shattering portrait of contemporary Russia, which I think is really intriguing. Mm-hmm. The famous quote from the play, "Some rise by sin, some fall by virtue," kind of sums up what it's all about as well. I think it should be really interesting. It's also a play that's not put on that often. I saw it once years and years ago, but it's not that regularly shown. So it's kind of a chance to tick one of them off as well if you're trying to collect your Shakespeare's, although it is going to be in the Globe this summer on the 20th of June. There are some opt-in tickets available for a fiver if you're under 26. And if you can't get to the Playhouse next week, it's actually being streamed live tonight from 7:30 on the Cheek by Jowl website and on the Telegraph website. So you can catch that there as well.
What a nice end to end on Shakespeare this week. That's good, I think. If you want to find out any more about these events, then you can check on our website in our What's On section.
And if you want to find us on social media, we're on Twitter as @DailyInfoOxford and on Facebook as DailyInfoOxford.
We also host loads of job ads and accommodation ads on Daily Info. So if you are looking for a new job, there's actually a couple going at Daily Info at the moment. So you can have a look for those on dailyinfo.co.uk/jobs if you want to join the podcast.
And now to play us out, we've got the rest of the track from Laura Moody, Call This Time Love.
Call this time love. Call this time love. Cover of the morning when the landing heavy gold on the horizon will burn me for the multitudes. Oh, but my lover, oh 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 my lover, I would burn me too just to reach you. Your